rather pear-shaped, mm-hmm. and had a flat blade in the center, and the blade stuck out beyond the frame about an inch, I suppose. And I have seen boys
toying it,
flip that thing with their fingers, uh-huh. and shape a tune by the mouths, the way they shape the mouths. Hmm. They call it, we call it a Jew's harp. But it, there were not many of those, because not many boys were skillful enough to shape their mouths to make a recognizable tune.
And you mentioned you had coal. What would they carry coal in?
Hods, or coal buckets.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same thing?
Same thing.
Did you ever see a fancy thing that would sit by the stove to hold the wood in?
Yeah, well, they are largely modern. We just had boxes for coal and wood. Mm-hmm. Some of them were fancy, overlaid with brass and had lids on them. And in the early days, the coal buckets were swung in a frame, and the axle, the pivot, which didn't go all the way through, it was just sticking out one on each side, was near the top, and you would tilt it to get some coal out of it to put on the fire.
Hmm. And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
A stove pipe.
Okay.
Always a sort of blue steel color.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very durable, too. They lasted for years. They got full of soot sometime.
What about, this is something you could use if you were going to move bricks or something heavy. It has a little wheel in front, two handles.
Truck.
Or?
We call it a hand truck.
Uh-huh. Well, this has one wheel, though, in front.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. The truck and the wheelbarrow are different, aren't they?
Quite.
Mm-hmm. And, you mentioned the plows a little while back. Do you remember there being different names for different kinds of plows?
Different what?
Plows. That you could use to plow up a field.
Pile?
Plows.
P-L-O. Plows. Oh, they're all called plows. Although later on, some were called harrows,
mm-hmm.
and some were called disc harrows.
Mm-hmm.
They were quite different. It'd be a row of six or eight of them, and circles with sharp edges. And they would have different functions from plows.
Mm-hmm. And remember on a wagon, did you ever?
If it was a two animal wagon, it had a tongue, mm-hmm. right in the center, one animal on each side. If it was for one horse or mule, it had tongues. And the animal would be right between these two tongues, one on one side, one on the other, lightly built.
Mm-hmm. What about on the wagon wheel? On the inside, you know, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes would come out from the hub, and they'd fit into the
rim.
Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead.
The wooden wheel, wooden part of the wheel, was what the spokes fit into, and that was covered with an iron tread,
mm-hmm.
before they got rubber tires.
What did, the rim was wooden?
It had to be, mm-hmm. because the wooden spokes had to fit into something that would hold them rigidly,
mm-hmm.
and they could cut slots all around this wooden rim for the spokes to fit into.
Mm-hmm.
Then the iron rim